This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. 19 health centers across Colorado are sharing more than $130 million in grants. It's part of the latest federal aid package aimed at improving coronavirus response. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports on what that means for Southern Colorado.
Peak Vista Community Health Centers in Colorado Springs is receiving more than $15 million, while $4.8 million will go to the Pueblo Community Health Center. The federal funds are earmarked for things like vaccine education and distribution, equipment for mobile vaccination and testing sites, and expanding the healthcare workforce. Health centers in Alamosa and Lamar are also among the recipients of funding. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Gareli police officers shot a man early Saturday who allegedly broke into a house. Officers were responding to a home burglar alarm. When they arrived, they heard gunshots coming from inside the house, according to the Weld County Sheriff's Office. When the man exited, officers gave him commands and then shot him once. The man was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A change to Colorado's Division of Housing Program may cause delays in people getting emergency rental assistance. The agency has combined its programs now, so landlords and renters will now use one application. About 20,000 people are already waiting to receive assistance from the state. The department says it's added staff to address the backlog and processing time. Another day of warm and dry temperatures. You're listening to CPR News.